HSDW has had some ups and downs to the regular season, with a tight game against a ranked St. Albert team 41-31 and a tough loss to Trainer 68-35. The thing about those losses is that they both teach valuable lessons, something that helps the Lady Vikes as they head into regional action tonight.
Pretty down for a few days, a couple weeks, you know, where we were trying to work our way out of the hole that we were in. But I think the best thing that you can have throughout a season is have some pretty good highs. And, you know, like I said, the St. Albert game, we stuck with them, you know, top five team in the state, showed that we could play with anybody. And then, you know, you come back and struggle pretty poorly against Trainer and Tri-Center. So I think that's all good. You need to have those ups and downs, and you learn from those mistakes in the games that you didn't do well in. And then in the games that you did well, try to repeat it and do it again. So I think we're in a really good position. I think our girls are, their mindsets are pretty solid right now. And I think we're the most together we've been all year. So I'm excited for tonight and this week.
Head coach Jason McCall has seen that one key factor to his girls' success has been their ball movement. One player that stands out is Eleni Goshorn, as she leads in points, rebounds, and assists with 13.6 points, 5.9 rebounds, and 3.1 assists per game this season. She would not be as successful if it were not for her teammates, Sadie Paulson, Madison Holst, Riley Knopp, and Ella Langer, who have all pushed this team to a 10-4 record in conference action.
Yeah, and it's something that's been an emphasis for us, you know, kind of towards the beginning of the year. I thought we did a great job of sharing the ball, getting others involved. And, you know, as of lately, we've come to understand that when everybody gets the ball in their hand to start the game, everybody's getting shots up, and, you know, we're working the defense a little bit. It allows everybody out there on the court to get into the flow, where the first time I touched the ball wasn't 5 minutes left in the first quarter, where you're a little hesitant at that point. So just working the ball early, you create more threats that way, get a lot more confidence that way, and you kind of find out who's hot and who's not to start the game.
HSCW will be taking on Exira EHK tonight in regional action for the first matchup against the Spartans since 2012. Exira EHK leads the series 2-0, but the Lady Vikes are looking to flip the script. They'll need to stop Taryn Peterson, who is leading in scoring with 20 points and 6.3 steals per game, while Jalen Peterson knocks down 14.3 points and 8.1 rebounds per game this season.
Yeah, they're definitely a dangerous team. It's a team you don't want to get hot. I mean, you look at how many points they put up a game, how many threes they put up a game. They're not scared to take it. So, you know, we're going to do our best to take away their playmakers. They have some pretty solid players. Peterson Girl, Taryn Peterson, averaging 20 a game. That's, you know, that's a lot. You know, and we don't want her to get hot. So we'll do what we can to, you know, just play solid fundamental basketball. On our part, we need to make sure we take care of the ball. They're pretty handsy. They get a lot of deflections. They get out and run off of steals. So we just have to play at our pace, you know, be confident in the game plan that we have and control the things that we can control.
Despite what Coach McCall thinks about his Lady Vikes team, their success this season has been in rebounding. The Lady Vikes are averaging 31.4 rebounds per game this year, which is just right alongside the Spartans' 31.1 rebounds per game. These are two great rebounding teams that'll go all out for the board.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because I feel like I get more mad about them about rebounding the ball than anything else. So I'm glad that somebody out there thinks that we're rebounding the ball well, but I think we can do a little bit better. You know, going back to controlling things that you can control, you can always box out and go for a board and do that aspect of the game. So, yeah, we have to be good on both ends of it, though, you know, especially offensively. If, you know, we want second, third chance opportunities, that really takes a lot of momentum out of team sales. You know, do our best on both ends and, you know, do our best to, you know, loose balls or deflections. You know, we got to grab and hold on to it. We can't give it right back. So, yeah, securing the ball is very big, especially in games like this.
The Lady Vikes travel to Exira EHK tonight to take on the Spartans, with the opening tip-off at 7 p.m. KS95.7 will be live for the broadcast with myself, Zach Collins, and Austin West on the call, with a pregame show at 6:35 p.m. I'm Zach Collins, reporting.